Diego, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. When you look at your success on the field and on the court from this past season, what do you think about? What really, really stands out to you the most in terms of your playing career over there at Marathon?
What stands out to me the most, obviously, our state championship, because it's never been done before, and definitely making it to the state Final Four for basketball 2 years in a row, because that's never been done before also. So mostly the winning atmosphere that we've brought to Marathon.
We'll start with soccer first and looking back at that season, because it was just absolutely special. You finished the year with 60 total points on 22 goals. Your teammate Cameron Nielsen was right up there in terms of points as well. What made you guys click and mesh so well out there on the field?
Really starts with our defense. Our defense is always supporting us. So with a strong defense, we're able to focus on offense a lot better. And Cameron and I have been playing together since we're like 4 years old, Marathon Stampede soccer, so just team chemistry was everything for us.
And obviously you play more up top, but your defense, I mean, it really truly was lights out. You guys only gave up, what, 5 goals, I think it was, all season long? Like, some absurd number it was. What was it about the defense that allowed you guys to really make an impact offensively?
We have a really strong sweeper and Andrew Tilson, and a really good goalkeeper. And our strategy was usually to take out their best player, so like, really just take him out of the game, and then we just held strong on defense.
What was your favorite memory from winning a state championship? Obviously, you know, the game itself, I'm sure, was a memorable moment, but was there maybe a fun reception for you guys back home, or did you guys have a final soccer awards banquet, or maybe it was just somebody in passing telling you, hey, great job on a great season? Like, what is the one standout memory you have from winning that state championship?
Definitely the ride home. We listened to music the whole ride after we went to dinner, and when we got home, the fire trucks lined up and went through all town. A bunch of people came out to support us, and that's really just what stands out to me the most that I'll never forget.
That's cool. That's cool. Diego Castellot joining us here on BTL from the Marathon boys soccer team and also the boys basketball team. He's ESPN Ithaca's Male Scholar Athlete of the Year, presented by Visions Federal Credit Union. Rumor has it, too, you guys finally just got your state championship rings, right?
Oh, yeah, we just got them.
And how are they? Are they sharp looking?
Yep, they're pretty perfect.
That's so cool. Now, try to describe a little bit to me what they look like, because I'm really, really curious. I haven't seen them yet, but I'd love to.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine right now. It's, we have a big M on the front that's orange with a black background. Ooh. And then around it says state championship, state champions. Then on one side is our name and number, 2019. Next one says Marathon. Then it's a picture of New York State with the number 1 on it, then it's our record.
That's cool. That is awesome. That is really, really cool. I've seen only a handful of state championship rings before, and I tell you what, they are fancy. Let's chat a little bit about the basketball season. Obviously, the season was cut short because of COVID-19 as you guys try to make another run for a state title, but you were unstoppable out there, man. 17.5 points per game. You reached 1,000 career points. What would you say was the reason for your success on the hardwood?
Definitely being around so long, 5 years, I've got to know the court and the game, and definitely just in the off season, playing AAU, working out, getting bigger and stronger, because that's what it takes to be very competitive at a varsity level.
What do you feel like has improved the most when it comes to your game? Is it something offensively, something defensively? If you could look back at your young self and kind of say, wow, that was a pretty terrible part of my game, and now it's clearly gotten better, what would that be?
Early in my career, like ninth grade, I was just mostly shooting threes because I was like 5'8", not a lot. Wasn't very strong going up against like some of the bigger kids, but definitely driving to the basket junior, senior year has been able to open up my jump shot and open up the lanes for my teammates.
What is it that made you guys so good? I know that's kind of a generic question that I asked about the soccer team, but what is it that makes the basketball team so good, considering that you have really helped flip the script in terms of success with the program? Because, you know, here you were a couple of seasons ago with 0 wins on the year, and now all of a sudden you guys are making runs to state Final Fours. I mean, what's really changed with the program?
Basically team chemistry. Team chemistry was everything for us.
Yeah.
And me, myself, Kenyon and Andrew and Owen, also with our freshman, Connor Holland, just we have a good starting five. Everybody can shoot. Everybody can drive. And it just opens up everything. We've been playing together for, like, Clark and I play AU together, and then we play in the summers all summer, so that just really helped.
Do you feel like you guys would have won the New York State Championship this season had the season been able to continue?
I think we definitely could have won it, because once we're in the playoff mode, I really just don't see us losing.
That's for sure. You guys are on point when it comes to the postseason. Diego Castellot from Marathon joining us here on BTL. He is ESPN Ithaca's Male Scholar Athlete of the Year, presented by Visions Federal Credit Union. You know, Diego, I'm sure maybe you have had a chance to kind of reflect. Maybe you haven't yet, but I would love to do some right now with you, considering all the success that you had on the soccer field, helping the program win its first ever state championship. You found yourself into the record books for basketball for so many different reasons and so many different accolades. You reached the state Final Four in hoops. You finished with an all-state first-team selection in Class D. I mean, has it really sunk in yet that you are leaving your legacy there over at Marathon as one of the best all-around athletes?
I don't think it's really sunk in yet, but over the next couple of years, a couple of months, I'm pretty sure it's going to sink in once I stop playing and the next season begins.
Well, hopefully just a little bit of what I said will make you realize that, because, man, you're going into the record books as one of the best to do it. Seriously, you've got so much to be proud of. And why don't you let the listeners know what your plans are for college?
I'm going down to Florida in Lakeland, Florida Polytechnic University. It's going to be different because their school has no sports and it's kind of small, but really just going down there to focus on my major and enjoy the good weather.
And what was your major again?
I'm majoring in data science.
That's right. Man, tell you what, you are just a great all-around student-athlete, scholar-athlete, obviously one of the top members of your graduating class as well. So, Diego, so much for you to be proud of, so much for that Marathon community to be proud of, with you and your teammates having so much success this season. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Have a great and wonderful summer, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon at some point, okay?
Yep, thank you.